Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this amazing day. I hope you are having a super fantastic start, middle, or end of your day. This is Robert Bolden, Transformed Coffee and Christ. I am so excited you are here. This is my weekly share of the daily practice that has literally transformed my life over the past several years. The years are just mounting up, and it's just amazing what I've learned, and maybe this is something that'll help you. Carve out some time. If you're a follower of Jesus, I probably don't have to tell you this, but carve out some time to read the Bible. It is so good, and it will transform you continually. That's what I've noticed in my life. It's a continual transformation. It just never stops. It just keeps going and going and going. And it's a beautiful thing. If you're not a follower, think about it, consider it. For me, it changed everything. And if you want more information, reach out. But irregardless, I don't know if that's a word, regardless, I'm glad you're here today. So this is totally, for those of you that are new, it's totally spontaneous. Nothing's planned, nothing's rehearsed. So you're going to see me experience exactly any new awareness as it happens right here on the podcast. And my hope is that this reaches somebody. It might be you. You might forward it to a friend. But something I say today is going to be potentially transformational for somebody out there in the world, because you have a couple of choices. I have a couple of choices. I can share like I am on this format, or I can just keep it to myself. And I don't think God wants us to keep these kinds of things to ourselves. And we're diving into his truth. So I don't think there's any downside to that, for sure. All right. So let's jump in. The verse of the day is Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Yeah. My takeaway there is by God's will. Everything was created, and that's everything. He created us. He created the trees, the birds, the animals, the oceans, all of that stuff. And then we, in his image, create as well. We create in this world things from his creation. So to the extent that we're creating things that honor him, honor his spirit, honor his character, it just follows that he's going to be well pleased with those things. To the extent that we create things that aren't honoring, well, of course, he's not going to be pleased. And that really is the whole yin and yang of the Old Testament, from my view, is you know, Noah, he had to do a reset with Noah and the ark and start over. And even after that, people just, you know, free will and sin, people still can create things that aren't God-honoring, that aren't done in love. And what's so fascinating is he sent his son, Jesus, to teach us how to love and how to live in this world the way that's God honoring. And that's, you know, that's my quest the rest of my life, is to share that message with people. And it becomes an easy road to take. It's the narrow road because people don't see it. People generally, I was in that boat, want to go their own way, and it's all about me. I just did a We Wednesday talk. We do We Wednesday every Wednesday, by the way, about being authentic and what that means. So check that out. That's on YouTube as well. We Wednesday, this past Wednesday. It's awesome. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I'm doing this live from Odd's Cafe. There's Audrey in the background. She's the proprietor. And this is an amazing place. I toured all the coffee shops in Asheville, and this one just had the best vibe. Just, you can just feel it, right, being in here. So shout out to Audrey. If you're ever in Asheville on West Haywood Road, check out Odd's Cafe. Definitely amazing place. All right. So yeah, that's my take on Revelation 4:11. And if you can really think into that, first believe it. I always say just give it a try. You don't have to really believe it, but believe it and just see how that makes you feel. You believe that God is worthy. He needs to receive glory and honor and power, for he created all things. And all things have their being because of God. Just rest in it for 5 minutes, an hour, the rest of today. Then you can go back to your way after that. But just do it as an experiment and transport yourself into that mindset. You will start to change, I can guarantee you. You start to change your subconscious programming by what you put into your conscious mind, what environment, what you listen to, like you're here listening to this podcast. Amazing. Love it. Because this is going to serve you, I guarantee you. There's nothing that's going to be divisive about a podcast like this. It's going to feed your soul, actually. All right. Let's go to my plan today, Nick. Emotional wellness. So this should be interesting. Don't you love the sounds in here? It's just living life, people living. All right. Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health just as your soul is prospering. Oh, that's beautiful. So that's 3 John 1 2. All right, I bet. No, I'm not even going to say. But that's a cool message to hear, right? Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way, and that you continually enjoy good health. You got to write that one down. What a great wish to send somebody in your life. That's going to be a verse that I send to people in my life. Because it is, I mean, what a great thing to bestow on people you know. Continually enjoy good health, which is amazing, right? You can only enjoy it if you invest in it, just as your soul is prospering. That's the thing, your soul is everything. It's mind, body, spirit, it's everything. It's a being all in and of itself. Okay, have you ever felt like your emotions were so out of control that you were going to go crazy? Yeah, I've had that happen before. Perhaps you felt as if fear was going to overtake you, or that anger and worry were your constant companions, making it difficult to relax and experience times of peace and joy. Interesting thing. I think you heard me talk about this in the past. The Holy Spirit will take away peace when you're in a situation or circumstance that you shouldn't be in. So powerful. As we look at the world we live in, it becomes clear that the need for emotional wellness is essential for all people. There's so much fear in our world, Satan, so much anger, and so much emotional instability. We can see it all around us. These are incredibly difficult times that we're living in right now. But I don't think, here's what I'm going to say, I don't think it's any different than any other time. Always difficult times in the world because the world is jacked up. I mean, let's just face it, that's the reality. There's a lot of confusion about the situations we find ourselves facing, and things that most of us do not agree with happen every day. Okay, I think, again, depending on how your faith, I'm sorry, I just believe this, depending on your level of faith and belief and surrender to Jesus, there it isn't as confusing as it may seem to be. The more I think you're of the world and trying to live in the world's expectations and the world's standards, world's lies, then yes, it can be confusing. These things can sap our joy and make our souls downcast. They can, yes, we allow them to. For you, I have good news. Okay, I was hoping this was coming. I kind of knew it was. God desires all of us to have emotional wholeness, well-being, and stability so that we can be joyful and blessed, and also so that we can be a refuge for others to run to when their world is being shaken. That's the key. We are a refuge for others. There's some discernment that happens there. We can't be this refuge that's open 24/7, 365, repeatedly over and over and over again to the same people. That's where we can get into trouble. So there comes discernment with being a refuge. All right, as believers, we are to make sure that we are taking good care of ourselves. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Keeping our emotional, let me write that down. 1 Corinthians 6. We won't read that now, we'll wait. 9-10. Taking good care of ourselves, as that is going to allude to. Keeping our emotional health at its very best is a vital part of caring for the body, mind, soul, and spirit God has given us. I agree 100%. As we care for our souls, we find the joy and peace he has for us. Romans 15:13. And yeah, I mean, I'm right there. It all starts with your mind, your thoughts. That's what I'm taking from this, and that's what I believe. Everything starts with your thoughts. As a man thinketh, so he becomes. And what you think about is who you become.
Yeah.
If you're thinking godly things, you're thinking about Jesus and his character and learning what Jesus taught around character and his lifestyle and all those things, the more you are immersed in that, the more you'll become that. I believe that, because I'm a living testimony to that. Remember, God is not surprised, and by that I mean I'm being transformed every day. I'm not a finished product. I won't be ever a finished product in this lifetime. It's going to be a continual revelation, growth, transformation, all towards building my character so it is as close to the character of Christ as possible and as far away from this world as possible. Remember, God is not surprised by any of the things happening in our world. He is our anchor, our rock, and he desires us to be healthy and whole as we go through such a time as this. And that's been for eternity. God has always been there. No matter what people were going through, no matter what culture was going through, he's our rock. He's our stability. I always say, and I even said it last week, here's life. It's going to be ups and downs and ups and downs. When you're anchored in the rock, which is our God, you're like this. You can go along smooth sailing. You don't go up with the ups, down with the downs. You're just right here. Just go right along. God has not left us without a plan to be emotionally well and complete. Through him, we can overcome fear, anger, and worry so that we can be more like him every day. So the key there is we can be more like him every day. we can be more like him. It's up to us to choose. Decide to, there you go. That's his next line. Decide today that you will choose, you can't make this up, that you will choose to have an attitude of hope and joy, and that you will make a conscious effort to care for your emotional health. Three affirmations for today. I am filled with joy from the Lord. I am full of hope. I am choosing to have a glad heart. That's it. This is the summary right there. The affirmations are exactly the way to live. I am filled with joy from the Lord. And you see how this works for your subconscious? The more you think on that, the more you say it, conscious, you know, to yourself or out loud, the more it's locked into your subconscious and it becomes who you are. So isn't that good? Start locking it in right now and fill with joy, Lord. I am full of hope. And I am choosing to have a glad heart. So there you go. This is so important. This isn't easy to do, because let me share here. Your heart is the condition of your heart is determined by everything you've allowed in over your lifetime. So the Bible always talks about, and this has been huge for me, what comes out of my mouth, my actions are what's in my heart. It just reveals what's in my heart, which is good news. If you're aware of that, it's like, that just came out of my mouth. I mean, I've had fits with all kinds of things that aren't good coming out of my mouth or my actions that haven't been good over the course of my life. So the process of, number one, believing that what I did yesterday, that's what's in my heart. What I said 10 minutes ago, that's what's in my heart. You got to start with believing that. So there's some good things that come from you, your actions, and what comes out of your mouth, and there's some not so good things. So the key is when it's revealed to you, because it will be, ooh, that's what's in my heart. Then you got to go to God. You got to repent and say, God, take this from me, and begin that process. It's different for everybody. It takes different amounts of time, depending. Just think about it. It all depends on your own unique circumstances and situations. But the good news is you can choose to have a glad heart. So when those impulses to say something or do something that isn't honoring come up, you can make a choice. And that's the beauty of this, is all of these things can be overcome. It's all in your hands. It's all in your control. So that is beautiful. All right, 1 Corinthians 6. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, for men, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. All right, there's a pretty exhaustive list there. And that is powerful. Just think, if you believe in that, then you don't have to worry about those people, you know, like this devotional was saying, things that you don't agree with. Of course, there are going to be people that are going to do all those things that were listed in 1 Corinthians 6. But you know what? They're going to do it. So how can I be a light to those people? I can sit there and complain and be indignant about it, talk to my friends about how terrible they are. That's judging them. You got to do something. That's what Jesus was. He was compassionate. He met people where they were. Don't care how bad they were. Then he didn't leave them there. He gave them the opportunity, right, to go forward. 3 John 1. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even if it, as your soul is getting along. That's the one that I said I'd want to share. And I think it had a different version here. Is it TIP, which I had never heard of? TPT, let's see if it turns it. Yes. Yeah, so that's the one I'm going to say. It's so beautiful. So that's the one you want to send to your friends. 3 John 1 and 2. All right. And then the next one. Romans 15:13, now may God, the fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with a superabundance until you radiate with hope. Holy God. That is inspiring. Man. So a couple of amazing verses here that are inspiring inside, from the inside. They inspire you, inspire me. And finally, Romans 12:12. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God all times. Another one. Boom. So all of these things, these truths, if you, as Paul says, meditate on these things, you're gonna transform. If you just take these verses that I've shared here, you're gonna transform, I have no doubt. And then Psalm 16:11, because of you, I know the path of life. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right side, I experience divine pleasures forever. Seriously, this is getting all fired up today. The way our God worked. All right, sorry I ran a little bit long today, but this was so good. Hopefully you got something earth-shaking, some new revelation or awareness for you that's going to help you transform your life. Until the next time we meet, this is Robert. Transform Coffee and Christ. Check out the show notes for ways to get in touch with us. Join our community and be a part of Isolation 2 community, which is what we're doing. People that are for you, don't judge you, are in harmony with you, and we will see you next time.